time for another Piano Puzzler. Composer Bruce Adolph is here with me. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
A Piano Puzzler where you take a familiar tune, rewrite it in the style of a classical composer, and we get a listener on the phone to try to guess both what that tune is and who the composer is, whose style you're imitating. Before we do this week's Piano Puzzler, let's hear a couple of musical excerpts, one from Prokofiev, one from Chopin, and one of these is a direct clue about this week's Piano Puzzler. Here's excerpt number one. That's from a collection by Sergei Prokofiev called The Fugitive Visions, music by Prokofiev. Let's hear excerpt number two. This is a Chopin prelude. And joining us on the phone is James Miller, a composer and conductor from Minneapolis, Minnesota. James Miller, welcome.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Great to have you here.
Good afternoon. It's great to be here.
James, what kind of music do you write?
Well, certainly not music that's quite that good as to what we just listened to. But I typically write for symphonic winds. I have a couple of pieces for wind band. Mm-hmm. And that's my output. Mostly I'm a conductor.
Well, you have those two musical worlds in your ear now, the Prokofiev and the Chopin?
I hope so.
Okay. Well, based on that, see if you can figure out which of those composers Bruce is emulating here, and also see if we can figure out what tune is buried in the Piano Puzzler. Here's your Piano Puzzler.
Okay.
James, what do you think is going on in that Piano Puzzler?
Oh, boy. Well, I'm going to go Prokofiev.
Yes, indeed. It is very close to that Prokofiev.
And it certainly was. That part was not so difficult. And boy, I was singing along with the tune.
What were you singing?
I wish I knew, or I'd tell you.
Well, let me start again. You know, there's something very funny about the opening, which is it's exactly the same as Prokofiev for a while, except one tiny note.
Okay.
and then it departs a little bit. And I'll try to bring out the tune, but I think you have to wait a while because the tune gets clearer. Here we go. I think I'll stop there for now. Anything come to mind?
I keep wanting to say Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
That's it.
Yeah. It is?
That's the name of it. Oh. Somewhere Over the Rainbow. This tune, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, the Prokofiev rhythm of the original. Again, knowing this, and put this down here. This is the actual Prokofiev.
And that's amazing.
Yeah, and then Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Then after that, though, I kept it straight. Now here, the tune is very straight, except I put the accents just slightly one off. So they're just slightly moved to the left, so to speak.
Well, that's astounding how well those two fit together. I still can't quite believe it.
I know, it's scary.
Even though you've completely unpacked it. Well, conductor and composer James Miller, you got both. You got the composer, Sergei Prokofiev. You got the tune, Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
You got there eventually, yep.
Well, that's all that matters.
You clicked your heels together three times. You got back home. Wonderfully done, James Miller from Minneapolis. What's your public radio station?
Radio station that I listen to is 99.5.
That would be KSJN in Minneapolis, Minnesota Public Radio. James Miller, thank you very much for joining us.
Gentlemen, thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
Somewhere over the rainbow.